Back again on Tuesday. I missed you last week, Doc.
Oh, me too. Me too, Brian.
Were you upset?
Of course I'm upset. I mean, when I don't see you on Tuesday. Tuesday is my routine. I'm a man of routines.
Today's an amazing show. We have Kelsey with us today.
Oh, Kelsey!
Oh, my goodness.
You said you didn't even miss me.
Well,
it's just him.
No, I see you every day.
It's about us, Kelsey.
Of course.
You're always on stage, you know? We're not all Miss Internationals in the car.
Of course. We have like 3 minutes of fame.
That's right. That's it. So welcome back. And listen, this is the Captain's Log. Today we're going to talk about B12. You gave me a B12 shot.
I did. I gave you a B12 with methionine, inositol, and choline. And today we'll talk about B12 with methionine, inositol, and choline. We'll talk a little bit about why
Choline. Oh, okay, I wanted to make
methionine, sure. Methionine, inositol, and choline. And we'll talk about, you know, why there is such a... so many people. As a matter of fact, 39% of Americans are lacking B12 by itself. And why people need B12. And what is B12? What is B12?
I don't know. All I know is I see this new thing. Everyone's got to go B12.
Right. So today we'll talk about what does it mean and where can you get the B12 and everything else. It's going to be an exciting show as always. It's always fun and funny, and you make it, entertaining as well. So
this guy, he builds me up so much. It's so exciting. It's just good for me to be here. It makes me feel good.
So, Brian. Yes. B12, so 39% of the American population today is lacking B12. We are not sure what's the cause, but we think it's a lot about our diet. B12 is found only in animal,
How do we know we're lacking?
So the NIH is doing statistics. We're checking people. We're looking at the statistics when we check for B12, and we see, you know what? So many people are lacking B12. So you can do a simple blood test and see if you're lacking B12. And your primary care doctor can do that. But a lot of people complaining of fatigue. That's the most common reason people come to the office for B12 because, well, you know, I'm not myself. I'm a little tired. You know, I'm not myself. I don't sleep well. And we'll talk about that. You know, I'm not myself. I have decreased, you know, I'm losing hair, the hair growth. We'll talk about that as well today. So all these are signs and symptoms of low B12.
What about like when you see the commercial and they're like, do you get a lot of headaches? Are you hungry at night? And you all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I have all these things. Right. I need it.
All right. So we don't do commercial here on this show.
That's right.
Because commercial is like a
horoscope. Because nobody pays us, damn it.
That's right.
We don't want to get paid off. We want to get the real info.
We want the real stuff. This is not fake news. This is real news.
Real stuff.
So again,
we don't want all those corporate sponsors to taint our opinions on things.
We are against all that stuff.
You know what? I don't want all those millions of dollars.
No. We are against that.
Keep your money.
Absolutely. I told my wife, I don't want to play the lotto. I don't want to win $785 million dollars. It will be bad.
Yes.
Absolutely. So again, when you listen to those commercials, you feel like it's like the horoscope. When you read your horoscope, you feel, wow, I have that. Yeah. I have that. You know, I definitely have that. They design it in a way. But here we are telling you, you know what? It could be that, I'm not saying you for sure it's B12, but it could be B12. The advantage of B12 that there's really no harm done by getting B12. B12 is water soluble. All extra B12 goes away quickly. And there are significant amount of benefits, specifically if you take the B12 with what we call lipotropic enzymes. So you take it with methionine and acetol and choline together, what we call the super B12.
And that super B12 is medical grade, yes?
Of course.
You can't go to the store and get this.
It has to be compounded in a sterile environment and has to have the expiration date. You cannot.
And Kelsey has to walk out and give it to you.
Of course.
Kelsey gives B12, right?
I'll give you yours in your glute.
In the glute, in the buttocks. Right. So again, I get my own B12 every Friday.
I know.
You're still like thinking about that shot. And it doesn't hurt when Kelsey does it.
It does not. So, it's with love.
So I get my own B12 every Friday. One of my medical assistants gives me my B12 shot. And you know, the first time I got it, I didn't see a major improvement. The second week, I think I was lacking so much B12, it wasn't enough. So it's like if you have an empty tank and you're going to put just like 1 gallon, it's not like you don't feel like a superstar.
It's not going to move the needle.
It's not going to move the needle. You're not going to feel the difference. Second time, I felt the difference. So why do people get B12? So number one reason is energy. It's lack of energy. So what is the B12? B12, just think about it. We talk about car and moving the needle. B12 is like the oil in your engine. So okay. If you know, every 10,000 miles you're supposed to change the oil, and if you don't, not the end of the world. The car will still drive, but it's not going to be efficient.
I'm the worst at that.
Brian did not change oil in 30,000 miles.
They bring it in after 30,000. You have oil changes? Absolutely. No. I just go to this little guy over here in the corner.
That's right.
He never gives me the sticker that says it was.
That's right. Brian never knows when to change your oil, but it's important. So that's what make your car more efficient. So there is in every cell there's an organelle called mitochondria. The mitochondria makes ATP. ATP is what makes energy in the body. And in order to make that energy, you need that B12. So if you don't have that, all of a sudden you're not making energy efficiently. Your body needs energy. And how do you expand your energy? By moving, by exerting heat, yeah. By doing stuff like that, by talking right now. So there is something called metabolism. What is metabolism, Captain Brian? Metabolism is when you have energy expenditure at rest. Even when you are, you know, watching TV at home, you're spending about 90 calories per hour.
Right. Okay?
When you're having sex, Captain Brian, I know you're going to say it's a million.
You told me 170 calories.
As if you are going crazy at it.
And no, remember, come on.
170 calories for 1 hour if you're going crazy.
Tonight,
and we know 1 hour.
Push up as well at the same time.
You have to do a lot of push up, a lot of crunches, a lot of everything while you're having sex. So sex is not a great energy expenditure.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, but not a great energy expenditure. So B12 will enhance your metabolism, will improve that cell mechanism, that the cell is going to work better and makes that ATP. So again, number one cause is lack of energy. Patients come to our office, you know, where Kelsey works, to see Kelsey mainly, but they come to Revitalize, go to Urology, they get a shot of B12, yes. Methionine, and acetylcholine. We give
and
them,
it was painless. It was like, boom, done.
It's a tiny needle.
Little thing.
We use a 29-gauge needle.
That's like not even like a vaccination.
It's the same size needles we use for your Botox.
Oh,
correct.
Exactly.
The same size needle as the Botox. It's the same size needle you use for an insulin, to inject insulin. It's nothing. It's really, you don't feel it at all. So that's the number one cause that patients come is lack of energy.
But what about this? Everyone's pushing that it's a B12 diet something or other, right?
Right.
So what is that? Is that because it helps your metabolism? Your metabolism obviously is what burning.
So I'm a true believer in the B12 diet, in the B12 helping your metabolism. But it doesn't work if you go from here to have a burrito. It doesn't work that way. When I say burrito, I mean, you know, you can have any fast food, anything quick.
Sure.
It will, if you put crap in your mouth, no B12 in the world.
Crap.
Correct. It's going to be crap out. Crap in, crap out. So you need to eat healthy with that, and then you're going to lose weight. Taking the B12 by itself, you're not going to lose weight if you eat crap. If you eat healthy and you're taking the B12, of course, it's going to work. You know, your car, we always take very good care of our car. We go change the oil, change the tire, put air, wash it, do everything. What do we do for our body? Nothing.
Yeah.
We don't take care of our body.
That's right. You got to drink a lot of water.
We have to drink a lot of water. You have to have B12. You have to have the maintenance. You have to have the vitamins. You have to have the good gasoline.
You have to kiss Kelsey. Isn't that part of it?
Keeps
you
young.
So that's what we talk about, the weight loss. So the weight loss is going to work because you're going to improve your metabolism. But again, your metabolism also depends on what kind of energy you're putting in, what kind of gasoline you're putting in.
Right.
Are you putting 97 octane, or you're going to put a diesel gasoline in your car?
I want nitrous oxide, baby.
You want a jet engine.
Yes.
You want jet engine in your side.
I want rocket fuel.
Correct, rocket fuel. So the other thing that patients complain, and Connie, my medical assistant in the office, she had problem with sleep. Her sleep rhythm, she was waking up in the middle of the night multiple times. She started herself on the B12. And we started on the B12, and her sleep had improved. So we did a lot of research on the circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm is your sleep pattern. And there are several studies that show that B12 is going to help you with sleep. You're going to sleep better. So, you know, I don't have any problem sleeping, but I do take the B12, but I sleep well to begin with. But some people that have problem with sleep are going to improve their sleep. The other thing is help with focusing, concentration, and mood. So again, I don't want to say...
I need help with that.
We all do. We all do. But I don't want to say that B12, methionine, inositol, and choline, will, this is the cause of depression. Not at all. And it will cure depression.
Or will help ADD.
Or will help ADD. But this is the little things in life. It's like for your car. You do need to put gasoline, and you need to change the oil, and you need to fix the brakes, and you need to put the air in the tires. You need to put, you know, water in your windshield wipers. You need to do all this stuff to run this car smoothly. So is it true that you can run the car with without gasoline? No, you can't. Can you run a car without any oil? No, you can't. Each one of these components depend on each other.
Correct.
And they're all important. No air in the tires, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm not moving anywhere. So which one is more important? They're all important. So you really have to take good care of yourself. Hair loss. I know, Brian, you care about that a lot.
I
obviously don't care. Look at this, look at that.
Right.
I mean, look at me, look at him. So... hair loss.
I count every one every day.
So there are
I make sure I'm not losing any.
There are three main components for hair growth, okay? The first one is ferritin. Ferritin is iron, okay? The second one is hemoglobin. The third one is B12. Now, for hair, not to lose hair, it's different. Not to lose hair is a lot of hormonal, okay? So there is something called dihydrotestosterone. Testosterone is being converted to dihydrotestosterone, which is a very potent testosterone. As a matter of fact, 10 times more potent than regular testosterone, and that causes male baldness. You know what you see on my head?
Okay.
You don't see hair? That's because of that. Too much.
You have 10 times.
Too much. 10 times more.
Son of dihydrotestosterone. This guy's got it all.
It's unbelievable. Well, I don't have hair. Minus the hair. So patients that have, you know, this type of baldness, we do put them on a drug called Propecia. Propecia blocks the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, so you have less dihydrotestosterone.
It scares me, though, because it also doesn't...
Correct.
Isn't it tough on the little wiener?
It is a little tough on the little wiener. Oh, we don't call it little wiener, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, that's right.
The huge, colossal wiener.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like... So it does affect that, but specifically, it does affect your libido. So because your testosterone level will still be high, because again, it blocks the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. So your testosterone will stay up, your dihydrotestosterone will go down. So B12, patients that are taking B12, they're going to benefit from hair growth. So we talked about energy, we talked about hair growth,
yes.
We talked about all this stuff.
Guys, when you have questions too, feel free. If you want to drop them in the comments, you can. If you want to DM us, you always can. You know, Dr. Dollar and I will both be following the comments after the show. Kelsey will as well. She's in the back chilling with us, but we're driving, so I can see a few of the comments, but we can't answer them very well because we're still driving and talking. But yes, feel free.
Text messaging after the and driving.
Yes, we don't text.
We don't do that. We don't text and
that's
drive.
That's worse than not getting B12.
That's right.
It's much worse.
Much, much worse.
Yes.
So again, where can you get the B12 with methionine and acetyl and choline? We're not talking about regular B12.
I know exactly where. Revitalize Lounge.
That's right.
That would be right in Fort Myers. Amazing facility.
Thank you.
And you happen to own it.
Thank you. And Kelsey is there, and I'm there, and Mel, my nurse practitioner, is there, and we have 20 employees that are there, and we are open at 5:30 in the morning, and you come in and out, so it's not like you have to wait for a long time to get the B12. But, you know, we have something special. Kelsey, as a matter of fact, is doing an event tomorrow.
Isn't there? Yeah, it's a
tomorrow big... huge event. Kelsey, tell us about tomorrow's
Kelsey,
event.
Kelsey, what's the event?
I am so excited. We're doing basically a revitalized special event that I'll be hosting, educating people on aesthetic procedures that...
More importantly, do we get to meet you if we go?
Yeah, of course.
You get to meet Kelsey. So that's, first of all, that's the start of it. Okay.
So basically any attendee will get to have spent more hours with me than you have. Total.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
So
she rubs it in.
But,
this is my show, Kelsey. Stop trying to steal the limelight. She does this every time.
We're giving
every
away
single time.
To anyone who attends, everyone who shows up and wants one can get a free B12 injection. And I'll do it by yours truly if you want me to inject you.
Free B12 with methionine and acetyl and choline to everybody that comes tomorrow between 3 o'clock, right? 3 p.m.
Okay.
To the clinic.
And then how often how often do you need the
shot?
Good
question. I get it once a week. Some of my patients get it every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks.
Is there a program where you can
we do have a program,
okay,
that
so what's
we keep
the program?
Them. And the program, essentially, you buy 10 of them, and you come once a week, and we give you all the literature. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, Kelsey is going to give every person that comes And again, you don't need to buy anything. You don't need to do anything. You just show up and you're going to get, a huge a pamphlet that we wrote about what to eat, how to eat, about vitamin B12. You're going to get a shot of B12. You're going to know about apple cider vinegar, intermittent fasting, everything that Captain Brian and I will talk about. You're going to get that literature.
That's great.
All in writing, everything there for you, and everything for free.
From 3 to 6.
From 3 to 6 p.m.
At Revitalize Lounge.
So the event.
It's a great show.
Let's talk about
the event.
You
gotta do it.
Yeah.
Why they should come.
Yes, let's do it.
So the event is about just looking good and feeling good. So B12, obviously, if you get B12 injections, you can feel better. So that's an incentive.
Is it good for your skin?
It can be because of the sleep and because of your energy levels. So when you're feeling good, you have more energy, you're going to take care of yourself. So when I start talking to you about skincare and all of that, it's going to be good. If you're not sleeping well, that's when you get the tired eyes, dark circles, fine lines, all of the things that show age, right? So yeah. We're trying to keep you healthy and feeling good. Everything is educational tomorrow. I will be offering injections if someone wants to kind of get rid of some of the lines in the face, between the eyebrows and the forehead.
Like
we'll be
fillers.
Doing that. And fillers as well. Yeah. So Galderma is actually sponsoring this event with me, and they are raffling off a free filler treatment.
Wow.
So everybody attends also gets entered. Not only do you get a free B12, but you get entered for a free filler, and we can choose, based on consultation with me, where that would go. So everybody kind of doesn't know about fillers completely, and so my whole presentation is going to be on who's a good candidate for what. I'll show you my before and after pictures. I'll show you Dr. Dollar's before and after pictures and other treatments that I've done, because fillers are not all, look fake, look like an Instagram model, right? People are doing them under the eyes. People are rejuvenating their lips. People are filling fine lines from expression. There's plenty of places to put it that you wouldn't even really know
about. I have a friend who has birth bumps right here, and she wanted to maybe get fillers to make them all smooth. Does that make sense? She asked. She asked me to ask you that.
So that's a very dangerous area. Okay. I mean, I would consult with her and be very honest. I never do something kind of out of my wheelhouse, so it's difficult to say what she looks like. Every consultation I do or suggestion that I make always has to be in person. I don't even really do pictures because it's not the same as far as movement and different lighting. As far as in the forehead, though, that's more, the Botox, Dysport type treatments to help relax fine lines.
Okay.
Fillers in certain areas can be dangerous. So you want to go to someone who's educated, who does it a lot, who knows their anatomy, because there can be, some side effects.
Kelsey does my Botox and
mine
yours
as well.
And we love it.
Yes. Yep.
Kelsey is very talented. I don't feel anything, and I have great results. I mean, people say I look like a kid now.
When she's
15, 16, I get carded. Everywhere I go, I get carded.
I get to pinch her every time she does it. Every time she jabs me, I pinch her. So I get it, it works out for me.
Yeah.
And so there's other incentives for people to attend tomorrow at Revitalize Lounge at 3. You get a B12, you get entered for a free filler. We're raffling off a chair treatement, right?
The BTL Emcella. Yeah. We're raffling off the BTL Emcella. As a matter of fact, three of them, three BTL Emcellas. Yes. We are going to have one raffle at 3 o'clock, one at 4, one at 5 o'clock, and one at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And that,
so that's exciting.
We did the show with that.
We did the show on that, of course. Yes. Of course.
On the Kegels.
On the Kegel exercise.
40,000 Kegels.
11,200.
11,000.
Close enough.
In under 30 minutes.
Yes. Holy
and
cow.
You don't have to feel pressured to get a service either. We can do a consultation and plan, because some services people are worried that, what if I have swelling or what if I have downtime, but I want to look good for an event in a month. Then we can do a consultation and come up with a plan on a schedule that works for you. So it doesn't mean that if you attend, you're getting a needle in the face. It's a, let's come up with a plan that's very individualized
for your concerns.
Yeah,
but I had no problem. Literally couldn't tell within an hour.
Yeah, me too. No, within 15 minutes, I went into my car and I didn't see any bumps or anything on my forehead. And I look at my forehead. So, I look at the mirror all the time.
So anyone who wants to get injected tomorrow, I will be there. I'll be doing it. I'm happy to do so. But if people just want to kind of feel out what they might want to do, financially plan for something, get someone a gift or pre-purchase a filler for a spouse or a friend for a upcoming birthday, you can do that as well, and we'll have special prices. So all our skincare is going to be all of our skincare and services and boutique stuff is going to be 20% off tomorrow for all the attendees.
You're giving away the farm, Kelsey. Amazing. Doc, you make no money tomorrow. No, no, no. It's a write-off. Tomorrow's good for the people. Before
April 15th, we need to show the IRS that we're losing money.
Of course.
Kelsey is going to prove it to them. We're losing money. You know, it's amazing.
I'm getting money back on my taxes, so I'm doing something right.
That's right. That's exciting.
So how much B12 is in the dose? I don't think I asked that.
Yeah, so it's we give 1 cc. 1 cc of
one
B12.
1 cc.
1 cc of the super B12.
Okay.
And so it's one full cc. That's how much you get.
And when you take a B12
by
vitamin,
mouth. Oh, very good question.
What
so
is the
Captain
difference?
Brian is asking, you know what? I can go to Costco and get them, you know, vitamin water.
Correct.
There's some B12 in it.
Yeah.
The problem is absorption. So when, in order for to absorb B12, you have something that binds to it. I don't want to bore the audience, but you have to bind to it in the stomach. And a lot of people have lacking of that binding things, and you're not absorbing very well. When I give you an injection, you don't need to bind anything. 100% of it go to your system.
It does.
So 100% absorption versus, you
versus
know,
what? On a,
what,
on
60?
A...
60 to 70% absorption.
Okay.
So
okay.
Majority of it you don't absorb.
And it's not all the same. I mean, obviously, like you can go to Walgreens and you see the price
of
versus
course.
The price at...
Of course.
It, is there a big difference?
Of course there's a big difference. But again, a lot of these vitamins that you buy in any of these health stores are not controlled. These are not
right.
FDA controlled.
And they also don't have the extra enzymes in it. Because we do have a lot of patients who come to us and they go, my energy's fine. But they want to lose weight.
Right.
So we have a lot of people who are coming in consistently once a week just to help them with weight loss and their new diet and lifestyle and all of that. So
and does it matter about where the shot's given? Don't they give it some shots or something in your gland or something? What's the one that they do for the...
You need it intramuscular.
Yeah, it's IM and your body, it goes into your system. There's nothing that goes into your thyroid gland. Or
yeah, thyroid,
like
right.
No, there's no
what's
shot.
What's that
the
shot?
The
that's
thyroid.
Difference?
I don't know any shot that you give directly to the thyroid
gland.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know shit either.
What the movies you're watching now are different movies, Captain Brian. I know these futuristic movies.
I'm trying to watch everything to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I thought I knew somebody that did like a weight loss clinic with shots, and they get, what's the shots that everyone's doing for the weight?
So it's B12, methionine, acetylcholine, or some people get glutathione or stuff like that, but there's really, I mean, we don't believe that just the shot itself. That's why I want to give you the literature about how to live your life in a healthy way.
Exactly.
The shot by themselves, you're going to be in that clinic over and over and over. We don't want that. We want you to change your lifestyle.
And
again, absorption is key. And as Kelsey said, you don't get, if you get just the B12, you never get methionine and acetylcholine. You know, methionine is an essential amino acid. Essential amino acid you cannot make. Your body cannot make.
And you can't buy that in a pill.
You cannot buy it in a pill.
No.
And B12, by the way, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of patients that are vegans. You cannot get B12 if you're a vegan. You have to get an injection.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
It founds in red meat. I mean, you don't
have
red meat. So the
so
B12,
you have
to get B12. So a lot of vegans get once a month a shot of B12.
And because they're not getting it in the meat.
They're not getting in the meat.
It's very important to know.
Very important.
I didn't know this.
Yes. And
so
again, I encourage people
so
to
be. So
all
you vegans watching,
tomorrow? Absolutely.
I have a huge vegan following.
Yeah, I love this kind of diet. I just cannot do it. I'm weak. Like you are weak. We're both weak.
It's actually, you actually have to seriously like plan your whole day around it. It's tough.
It is difficult.
I did it for almost 9 months.
Is that right?
Completely? Yeah.
Planned by science.
100%.
Nothing.
Nine months.
Vegan.
Straight up vegan. And
wow.
I did actually feel good, and it made my allergies go away.
Sure.
That's how I learned that
I can't have
soy anymore because of that.
Wow, I didn't know that about you.
I did 9 months. I did.
Kelsey,
not,
every time we're learning something
it's
new
like
about...
It's like me and Kelsey. We did
tough.
9 months, and then I'm done. It's
he
over.
He's like Seal
and
Team 6
all your
stuff.
Allergies.
I mean, Seal Team 6.
Yeah.
Wow. I
mean, well, guys, I hope you like this edition of the Captain's Log. We're bringing you the B12 with what's in it, all the stuff in it?
Methionine, inositol, and choline.
That's why I bring you.
That's
Doc.
Right.
You know,
Nick,
you answer Nick, all the important stuff. We're pulling in here at Revitalized Lounge. We're in Fort Myers. Come tomorrow, 3 to 6 o'clock. You get to see Kelsey. You get to meet Dr. Dollar.
You get a B12 with Nick.
You get B12.
You get entered for fillers.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing.
It's going to be fun.
Don't miss it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There will be food. There will be drinks.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
we're going to give everybody gets a little shot of Captain Vodka.
That's right.
Captain Brian Vodka,
that's
rum,
right.
or gin. I'm not sure which one. Or one of them.
Or
just
do
one.
Do it with your eyes closed and guess which one.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
We're going to do a test.
Be good, guys. Thanks for watching. And you guys have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow.